Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Let's Play Doctor. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative. A lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Well, I want to talk today about the Inuit Eskimos, who are an enigma to the medical trade or profession, whatever you want to call them. And they are the culture on Earth that has the fewest cardiovascular events, the fewest heart attacks, the fewest strokes, the fewest clogged arteries, and their blood cholesterol is run from 350 to 500. Now, your doctor wants you to get your cholesterol down below 200, and, of course, they've created many, many diseases by doing that. Cholesterol, in fact, is an essential nutrient. I'd like to call it the 91st essential nutrient, cholesterol. And the typical traditional diet of the Inuit Eskimos, and this has been published at least a dozen times in medical journals, cardiology journals, and so forth, and it just drives doctors crazy. 98% of their traditional diet is red meat and whale blubber, saturated fat. We're talking about whale meat and whale blubber, walrus meat, walrus blubber, seal meat, seal blubber, bear meat, bear fat. They do not eat vegetables. They do not eat fruit. They do not eat nuts and grains. And their cholesterols range from 350 to 500, and yet they have the fewest cardiovascular events of any culture on Earth. Now, genetic, because they leave the Arctic Circle, they come down below the Arctic Circle in the temperate and southern zones, eat like everybody else, they die of heart attacks and strokes. So it's not a genetic thing. It's just that, again, there's thousands and thousands of failed medical theories every century, in the 20th century and the 21st century, no different. All these failed medical theories, and one of the failed medical theories is that cholesterol and saturated fat cause heart disease and artery disease. That's not true. Okay? Why don't you get a hold of the book Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, the new DVD, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, and the new CD, Public Enemy Number 1. And these are updates on the book, the DVD, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you've enjoyed them, you want to get Epigenetics, okay, the book, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, the DVD, and Public Enemy Number 1, the CD. Now, cholesterol deficiencies result in Alzheimer's disease, type 2 diabetes, low T, low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, extended menopause symptoms, because testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and even adrenal hormones are steroid hormones. They are 95% by weight cholesterol. Okay, so you get on a cholesterol-restricted diet, you take cholesterol-lowering drugs, you're at high risk for ED and low T and long-term menopausal symptoms that might start at age 30 instead of 65 or 70. And then, of course, Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. Did not exist 45 years ago. It actually started when they began to put people on cholesterol-restricted diets and cholesterol-lowering drugs, statin drugs, Lipitor, Mevacor, Zocor, and so forth. In fact, in February 2012, the FDA sent an email to every licensed doctor in America that said, stop writing prescriptions for statin drugs to lower cholesterol. Stop putting patients on cholesterol-restricted diets because it increases the risk of type 2 diabetes by 52% and it causes Alzheimer's disease by 100%. So that's pretty specific, okay? Where did this come from? Where did this cholesterol thing come from? Well, it came between 1914 and 1924. It was actually an ad campaign that was put forth by Procter & Gamble. It was an ad campaign that was introduced by Ansel Keys, who was on the board of Procter & Gamble and also on the board of a brand-new professional organization called the American Heart Association. Ansel Keys talked Procter & Gamble into giving the American Heart Association $1.7 million in exchange for an endorsement for a new cooking char named Crisco, which is actually originally designed as a submarine diesel engine lubricant in 1901. Hello? And, of course, the guy, Wilhelm Naumann, the German chemist who invented this new lubricant for diesel engines for submarines, was not making a whole lot of money, so he sold his patent to a British soap manufacturing company because they thought they could make soap out of this stuff, and they were a failure. So Procter & Gamble said, oh, we do better than that, and they bought the patent, and they were a failure. And so Ansel Keys said, let's sell it as food, and decided to replace lard, cream, and butter as the preferred cooking shortenings, and make this diesel engine lubricant for submarines a cooking shortening to replace lard and butter and cream. And, of course, they had to have a good story. Many, many stories, including the Seven Countries diet. That didn't work. Didn't sell one can of Crisco. But they changed the name, used the same principle, and they went from the Seven Countries diet to the Isle of Crete and took 75 guys from the Isle of Crete and took their information and said, this is the Mediterranean diet. And the Mediterranean diet, which is held up as the standard for the healthiest diet in the world, was actually an ad campaign to sell Crisco by Procter & Gamble and Ansel Keys and the American Heart Association. One of the biggest con games ever was the Mediterranean diet. So I urge you to learn the story, get a hold of the book Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, get a hold of the DVD, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, and the CD, Public Enemy Number One, and you will just shake your head. Okay, you'll shake your head because you'll say, how can the entire world be duped? Well, that's because the medical system is a protected monopoly. And whatever they say goes, right? There's no oversight by anybody. You're going to have to read the books and protect yourself. Well, we'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Back with Let's Play Doctor on the MAR Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 90 Flat Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's start out in Pennsylvania with Millie. Millie, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Dr. Wallach.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I've called in a few times. My youngest daughter is 5 years old, and we are trying the gluten-free. I think Her last diagnosis was she has a compacted sinus on the right side, and she was very, very sick with sinus infections all winter. I did take her to two specialists in Pittsburgh, and they both want to take her adenoids out next week. So I wasn't sure what your thoughts were on that. We're doing the Healthy Start Pack with her.
Okay, well, first of all, how much does she weigh?
She weighs about 45 pounds.
Okay. And does she have any history of skin problems at all?
Yes. Yes, she does.
Okay, like eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis kind of stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's got a gluten intolerance. I would say all your other children, all of your personal siblings, all your brothers and sisters, your mom, if she's still alive, and certainly your daughter has gluten intolerance. And so what you want to do is I'd get her on the 90 essential nutrients, start out with something real simple, one healthy start pack, and then at 45 pounds, one healthy start pack will last her 2 months. She needs a half a dose of everything, the Osteofix Plus, the Beyond Tangerine 2.0 NutriCrystals, drop dead gluten-free, and the EFA Pluses. So she's going to have a half a dose of everything every day, and I would divide that half a dose into a half a dose. You're getting a quarter of a dose twice a day for her. So one healthy start pack will last her 2 months. None of the bad foods, no fried foods in the house, no none of the processed meats or nitrates and nitrites, because they also use wheat and barley and rye as fillers. No cereals for breakfast unless they're gluten-free, no oatmeal. No cereals of any kind. She can have baked sweet potatoes with butter and cinnamon. She could have scrambled eggs and butter, not margarine or oil. She could have poached eggs, soft yolks. She could have soft-boiled eggs with soft yolks. But she should get enough carbohydrates from a baked sweet potato with butter and cinnamon. Very pleasant way to get your morning carbohydrates. And then I would also have her take the aromatherapy oils from Ancient Legacy. I'd have her use the peppermint oil. Smells good. She can drink a little peppermint tea. Put a drop or two of our Ancient Legacy peppermint oil in some peppermint tea, caffeine-free. And she can put a drop of the peppermint oil on each temple. Okay, one drop on each temple. And that's going to help her with the stuffiness and any headaches and discomfort associated with the sinusitis. For her her throat and her adenoids, I certainly wouldn't remove them. They're actually required for your immune system. It's kind of like if you're a pitcher, oh, let's cut your arm off, right, because it's sore. That doesn't make sense either. And so what I would do is put a dropper full of our Envision colloidal silver into a couple ounces of water and teach her how to gargle twice a day, once in the morning when she wakes up before she has breakfast. Gargle with, again, a dropper full of our Envision colloidal silver and a couple ounces of water. Gargle for 3 or 4 minutes. And then I would do that again after school or after daycare. Or if she stays at home, I'd have her do it like at 3 in the afternoon. Wouldn't hurt to gargle a third time just before bed. And that's going to reduce the organism load in her throat. We're talking about bugs of all kinds. And, of course, getting on a gluten-free diet is going to help relieve all that stuff going on in her throat and her sinuses. So let's start there. And then call me every couple of weeks. You're welcome to call anytime. But just remember, the entire household, including the dog and the cat and the bird and the fish, your dog food and cat food, bird food and fish food, all have to be grain-free, absolutely drop-dead grain-free. Nobody else in the household can be eating grains, even the dog and the cat and the bird and the fish, because of cross-contamination in the laundry, cross-contamination in the food preparation services on the couch where everybody watches TV. And so it can't be that she's gluten-free and everybody else is just going crazy eating pancakes and waffles and French toast and all that kind of stuff. Won't work that way, okay?
Right. Okay. I have one more question about seizures.
Same kid?
No. There's two little ones that are 4 and 3.
These are,
that,
women, are these
go to our church and I don't know any of their medical histories, but
okay.
They're...
Okay, so these are, just, wait a minute, this is a different family now.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Well, I need more information. So what I would do is just get them started on the basic, again, the 90 essential nutrients, and then have the parents call in so I can ask a lot of questions.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay, kiddo. Thank you very much. And
all right. Thank you.
Keep informed on how your daughter's doing.
I will.
I'm sure she'll
do
very well. You're very welcome. Okay. What I want to do is remind everybody about my new book, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. This gives you all the up-to-date information, all of the failed medical theories in the 20th and 21st century, including the failed genetic theories, the failed saturated fat and cholesterol theories, the failed theory that says that being overweight and obese is due to eating too much, lack of exercise. Oh, there's a failed theory. And then you'll be amazed at what you can do to add many healthier years, 25 to 50 healthier years to your life, and even, I think, more importantly, add 25 to 50 healthier years to your children's and grandchildren's and nieces and nephews' lives. If we don't change what's going on here, the experts are saying that our children will be the first generation of Americans who do not live as long as their parents. Okay, and Americans will be standing at a graveside burying the children. I cannot imagine a worse scenario than to be standing at a graveside burying your children. It's supposed to be the other way around. Okay? And so we have to take charge here. We've got to get everybody off all the bad stuff, all the inflammatory stuff. We've got to get them on the 90 for Life program. Get them, I don't care how well you eat. Ask Steve Jobs how that worked for him. He died at 56, right? We'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
It's the Let's Play Doctor show with Dr. Joel Wallach. To speak to Dr. Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY. That's 1-877-912-7529.
I'm 55 years old. I've been in ill health all my life with chronic fatigue and muscle weakness, etc. And it all came to a head 2.5 years ago. My body deteriorated to the point that I was permanently bent over to the left with my left knee bent in and I could barely walk. My whole body was stiff. I could hardly bend my left ankle. I couldn't twiddle my left toes. I had no feeling in the bottom of my left foot. It took me 5 minutes to get out of the chair. So I've been to doctors all my life and they could never help me. So I just prayed and prayed and prayed for, you know, to find some alternative, and I eventually found you. So I've been on your products for 2 years. The thing is, either 90% better or it's totally resolved. You've completely changed my life.
Have doctors let you down like they did Allison? There is hope. Call 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010. Find out what Dr. Wallach can do for you. 877-344-1010. Do you have health challenges related to the intestinal tract, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, or Crohn's disease? Ashley had suffered for a long time before she found Dr. Wallach and his life-changing formulas.
I have severe Crohn's disease. I was diagnosed in 2008. My surgeon told me it was like one of the worst Crohn's diseases that he's ever seen. I've been under the knife. I've had 2 feet of my intestine taken out, a part of my colon. I was getting an infusion every 8 weeks. A very heavy medication. Ever since I've changed my diet and I've started the longevity program, my life has just changed completely. In 1 month, I've seen more of a difference than in 5 years.
If you or someone you know are suffering with Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, or ulcerative colitis, and would like to find out how to get relief naturally with no drugs or surgeries, call Dr. Wallach's helpline. You'll hear the number during the show, or you can call us at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Back to Let's Play Doctor on our radio network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's run south here from Pennsylvania to North Carolina. And Diane, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Wallach.
Hi, how can we help you?
I was on the products for about 2 years now. Recently, about 2 weeks ago, I developed this rash on my leg. Went to the doctor, had tests done on allergies, and everything came back through the roof. For allergens, as well as food and weed, dust, pollen, everything.
Okay. Let me ask you a couple of questions here.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, how old are you, Diane?
I'm 62.
Okay. And how much do you weigh?
160.
Okay. And do you have any history of asthma or bronchitis as a kid?
No.
Okay. Do you have any history of skin problems as a kid? You know, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, rosacea on your face?
No.
Okay, any belly problems? Bloating, constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome, appendicitis, colitis?
Bloating.
Bloating, okay. Okay, do you have any kids?
Yes.
Okay. Do they have any health problems?
I took them all off wheat.
Okay, and did that help them?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, yeah, everybody's got a gluten intolerance. All of your siblings, your brothers and sisters got gluten intolerance. Your mom, if she's still alive, she's got gluten intolerance. All your aunts and uncles on your mom's side got gluten intolerance. So you need to let these people know. And they need to get off of more than wheat. It's got to be wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And as much benefit as they got from getting off of wheat, you get them off of barley, rye, and oats, guess what? They will even be better. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And so every once in a while you're going to accidentally run into these things, and it's going to show up again as dermatitis, eczema. It's going to show up as a respiratory thing, as constipation, diarrhea. You get all these various symptoms when you accidentally run into these glutens. And it could be in dog food. It could be shaking hands with somebody who's just had a bagel for breakfast and they didn't wash their hands after breakfast, right? Or maybe they didn't wash their hands before breakfast. Or somebody who just fed the dog and they got this dog food dust all over their hands and they give you a hug. And or you feed the dog and the dog lays his head on your lap and you pat him on the head and there's this plume of wheat, barley, rye, and oat dust come off the dog's head because the dog food's made out of those things. It's everywhere. So you got to be obsessive about this, okay? And at 160 pounds, and you've been taking the products for a couple of years, I would go ahead and, you know, kind of ramp up a little bit. I would go ahead and take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. That'll be 3 of our selenium twice a day, 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus twice a day, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine 2.0 NutriCrystals twice a day, 3 of the EFA Pluses twice a day, and 3 of the EFAs twice a day. All that will be accomplished by the 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. But also, go ahead and take the de-stress capsules. Take 3 of those twice a day. It'll be 2 bottles a month. And they're designed to deal with the metabolism of the brain and the liver and the heart and so forth, vascular system. And for skin, I'd go ahead and get what we call hair, skin, and nails. Go ahead and take 3 of those twice a day. It'll be 2 bottles a month. And, of course, we have this wonderful skin moisturizers from Sole Purpose. It's shea butter. It's a kind of a nut butter from West Africa. And I like to use it on my face when I go to bed at night because I, you know, deal in so many air-conditioned places and the air is dry. And so I like either it's called Fresh or Brown Sugar. I like those shea butters, and I put them on my face at night to keep my skin moisturized, and you might want to consider the same thing. And you can put it on your leg, your face, your arms. And if you, do you have any, like, dry skin or rough skin on the back of your arms or your thighs?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
On the back of my arms, if I touch something that I'm allergic to, I get the allergic reaction.
Okay, little rough bumps on the back of your arm?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's called keratosis. And, again, as you point out, it doesn't take much to set those things off, and it takes a couple of weeks for them to go away. All right? But they're signals that somehow you're contacting stuff you shouldn't be around. All righty? And so you got to clean up your environment. You got to really, really be obsessive. You go out to eat. You know, the first thing you ask at a restaurant, do you have a gluten-free menu? You have to learn what things have gluten in them. We're talking about gravies, sauces, anything, rubs that they put on meats, things like barbecue sauce. They thicken everything with wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Mashed potatoes, they thicken with wheat. Okay, they use it for salad dressings. They thicken in salads, and so that's why I like to use lemon wedges in my salads. I do not want any salad dressings, no cooking oils. All right, and no olive oil, no coconut oil. You got to get rid of that stuff. Fried foods. Why do they roll chicken in and fish them when they're going to fry them? Oh, wheat flour before they fry them. Okay, we'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Wallach. To speak to Dr. Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY. Stay tuned for more information on the Let's Play Doctor Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Back with Leslie Doctor on Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And, Chuck, let's go to the center of the country in Illinois, and Derek. Derek, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Yes. I see you when you come to Chicago. And what I wanted to know today is about a guy I know got bulging disc. He got Crohn's disease.
Okay. Okay, well, bulging disc, of course, can result in back pain, can disability,
yeah,
peripheral neuropathies, pain, numbness, and tingling and stuff like that down the legs and the feet. Crohn's disease, of course, is one of the drop-dead symptoms of gluten intolerance, things like celiac disease, diverticulitis, appendicitis, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, colitis, ulcerative colitis, and Crohn's disease being the most severe form of gluten intolerance. This is a friend of yours?
He's sort of like my grandson's daddy.
Okay, your grandson's daddy. Okay. So, yeah, this fella is going to need to get on a drop-dead gluten-free diet. Everybody who lives in the household with him, including the dog and the cat and the bird and the fish, has got to be drop-dead gluten-free because of cross-contamination in the laundry, the couch where everybody watches TV, the sleeping beds, food preparation surfaces, hugging each other. One cannot be eating gluten, and the other try to be gluten-free. It doesn't work. So he's going to have to be free of all these bad foods, including gluten. And then, do you have any idea how much this guy weighs, Derek?
He's about 140 pounds.
Okay, 140 pounds. Okay, in addition to getting rid of all the bad foods there, I'd also give him two of the healthy bone and joint packs per month. Two healthy bone and joint packs per month. That would be, that'd give him 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at breakfast and dinner, two scoops of the Beyond Tank Tangerine 2.0 Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, three of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner, and 15 glucagel a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner, and all that's designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone makes and bone itself. And with each one of those two healthy bone and joint packs, there's going to come a wide mouth jar of what we call CM cream. And the CM cream is a topical cream. You put it on like the toes and the ankles and the knees and the hips and the neck and shoulders, any place where you have joint pain, soft tissue pain, cartilage pain, bone pain. You use that CM cream lavishly on those areas. And usually within 10, 15 minutes, you're going to get significant or total pain relief, analgesia, for anywhere from 3 to 5 hours. So with two healthy bone and joint packs, he's going to get one of those jars of CM cream with each one, so he'll get two of those. And he may want to get two extra bottles of the CM cream because I think they contain, I don't know, 1.5 ounces, 2 ounces, 3 ounces, something like that. And if he's a big guy and he has multiples of joints that are painful, he's going to go through a lot of that CM cream. After about a month or two, he'll be able to use less and less of that CM cream, and usually after 60, 90 days, he really won't, except on occasion where he kind of overworks a joint digging in the garden or unloading a truck or something, he may need to have some extra CM cream. But after a couple of months, 60, 90 days, he should be able to get along without it on a day-to-day basis. I'd have some around just in case he overdoes something. But that's because when you support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, the pain goes away because it's all the inflammation surrounding these degenerative joints and discs that result in the pain. Okay, and also bulging discs might even put pressure on the roots of the spinal nerves coming out from between the vertebrae, which can result in these peripheral neuropathies. A lot of times people will get, both men and women, will get the need to get up at night to go to the bathroom. And guys, without even a physical exam, doctors, oh, you got a prostate problem. So what do they tell women? Oh, you have a UTI, you have a urinary tract infection. And many times it's just a back problem. And getting up in the middle of the night will go away when you deal with the disc problems. So give us a call every couple of weeks. Let us know how this guy is doing, Derek. We'll be back with Leslie Doctor after these messages.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We're back. back with Leslie Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE, and that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go to Texas and Eloise. Eloise, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi. How can we help you?
I've been on your program for about a year now, a little over a year.
Okay.
And I'm taking 6 HGH at night, 2 Ultima Daily, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 2 Sweeties, breakfast and dinner, 3 Selenium, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 4 Glucogel, breakfast, I mean 8 total, breakfast and dinner. And the call that I'm making today is in regard to my body when I'm outside or in the heat. I feel a lot of stinging on my body, like a lot of bites. Like mm-hmm. I'm getting stung.
Okay.
And then sometimes I also have little raised bumps throughout the body.
Okay, now raised bumps, you're talking about the back of your arms on your thighs and that sort of thing?
Usually my back or my face.
Okay. This is called keratosis, and it's actually caused by a vitamin A deficiency, which results from malabsorption, usually a gluten intolerance. Are you consciously avoiding gluten, wheat, bran, or oats?
Yes.
Okay.
And the last time that I spoke with you, when you recommended the HGH,
mm-hmm.
you were treating the pituitary gland, I believe, because I was having, well, I'm still having a problem with that condition called heroism.
Heroism,
yes. So I'm still having problems with that, but that was the reason for the HGH. And I don't, since I also have trouble perspiring, I thought maybe that was related to it mm-hmm. because I really still don't perspire.
Okay. Are you seeing any benefit at all?
I really have not noticed much change in that at all.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
100 pounds, a little bit under 100.
Okay, so you're tiny, 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're taking all this stuff and you're not seeing much benefit. I would say you have a serious absorption problem, so you need to do a little bit of investigation. Where are you running into gluten? Is it your dog, your cat, the man in the house, mother-in-law, siblings, kids? What do you do for work if you're still working? Who's coming to your house, cleaning your house? Are they eating gluten if the Merry Maids are coming out there? You know, you understand what I'm saying? You're getting gluten somewhere, and you have to find out where the cross-contamination is.
Okay.
It may be just simply that you're eating things that have gluten in them, and you don't realize it. And so you really need to sit down and investigate everything in your cupboard, investigate everything that you buy, investigate everybody in your house who lives in there, whether it's the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish. And it's you got to be obsessive about this to maximize your absorption, okay? Got to be obsessive to maximize your absorption.
Okay. On the BTT and the OsteoFX,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking 2 scoops of the BTT once a day and 1 scoop of the OsteoFX once a day. Should I be taking
I would split it up. You only weigh 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I would take 1 scoop of each at breakfast and 1 scoop of each at dinner time. You know, 2 is fine, but I would split it up so you're taking half at breakfast, half at dinner. And the fact is you're taking all this and you're not really seeing much, you're getting some gluten somewhere, okay? And you're going to have to find it. Only some self-detectory is going to find it. You have to investigate what you're eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Are you still working?
No.
Okay. Anybody else living in the house with you?
Yes, and they're all supposed to be gluten free,
mm-hmm.
but they do work, so it could be coming in.
What kind of work do they do? Don't tell me they work in a bakery.
No, thank God they don't do that. No, they work like for the school system, places where there is a lot of gluten.
Okay, for instance, like the lunchroom and stuff.
Yes. Well,
yeah. I suspect you're getting cross contamination on the couch where everybody sits to watch TV, the food preparation surface, when they come home and they hug you, beds where people sleep, cross contamination in the laundry, and so you may have to get another set of washer and dryer, and put one set out in the garage and either make them wash their clothes out in the garage or you wash your clothes out in the garage. And that will take a big hit off of you. I mean, we do this many times where The kids in the house have a gluten intolerance, and the father feeds cattle or horses with grain mixes, and he's got to go through what we call a mudroom, almost an airlock, have clean clothes all wrapped up in plastic bags, got to take a shower, clean up, change shoes and socks and clothes before he comes in the house, wear slippers in the house, no outside clothes coming in. He can't come in without that shower and washing his hair, brushing his teeth, cleaning out his ears and all that kind of stuff. And then we were getting results. And it has to be that obsessive, okay?
How about toothpaste and things like that?
Folks? Absolutely. You got to read labels on toothpaste. They use they use wheat and oats for thickeners in toothpaste. They use oatmeal in soaps, very high-priced exotic soaps, skin soaps. They put oatmeal in it. And so you need to read labels obsessively. You can buy a bag of nuts from the health food store that is in big, bold letters in the front that says, these nuts are naturally gluten-free. And then you roll it over in the back and you look at the allergy section. It says these nuts are packaged on equipment that also packages trail mix and pretzels and other foods that have wheat in them. And so all the dust in that bag is wheat dust, even though it says in bold print that these nuts are gluten-free. Okay? So you really have to read and be very cautious and careful. Things like, they have these dried cranberries, chocolate-covered dried cranberries. You say, how can they have gluten in them? It's just chocolate and cranberries. Then you read again in the back in the allergy section, it says these chocolate-covered cranberries are packaged on equipment that also packages wheat products. And is that important? So I suspect you're going to have to, and you'll find it. You say, oh, my gosh, here's where it's been all the time.
And,
We actually have a CD called Serial Killers. You might want to get a hold of that CD. You can call your Longevity associate or call into the number here at the studio and get
that
CD.
I am an associate.
Yeah, you are an associate. Okay.
Yeah.
And you want to get a hold of that CD called Serial Killers, and it goes into many of the hidden places that you're going to see gluten, places you wouldn't expect it. You know, you expect to find it in gravies and rubs on meat, in salad dressings and anything that needs thickening, things like pastrami and pepperoni and jerky. They're either dusting it with the wheat to keep them from sticking together, or they actually put wheat as a filler in the sausage-like meats, pastrami, pepperoni, summer sausage, bologna, salami, those kinds of things, okay? Also, they put in scrambled eggs in buffets, hotels and restaurants. When you go through the buffet line, you get scrambled eggs. Guess what? They're 60% oil, 20% wheat flour, and 20% dried eggs. And so the only time I'll eat eggs in restaurants and hotels is if they're poached. I can see they're real eggs. And I never, never, never eat their scrambled eggs or their little omelets and all that kind of stuff. In many of these places, the waffle places and big breakfast things are open 24/7. They brag in their menus that they fluff up their eggs and their omelets by putting pancake and waffle batter into the eggs.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so you got to read the labels. You got to read everything because you think, gosh, I'm getting scrambled eggs. How can it be gluten in there? Well, they're telling you they put pancake flour and waffle flour in there to fluff them up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, wow.
So that's where you're having your problem. I can tell from your voice that you've been eating those types of scrambled eggs.
Yeah. No, actually I don't. I was just thinking, I don't even go out to the restaurants to eat since I spoke with you a year ago because of that same situation.
Yeah.
So if it's not happening
when you find it, you call us and tell us where you're finding it. Again, first ingredient, a lot of dog food is wheat flour, dry dog food.
I already changed my dogs. My dogs are on gluten-free.
Okay,
I don't even
buy
grain-free products. It has to say gluten-free.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm feeding them gluten-free products.
Okay, excellent. So now you're moving forward. But I would still get a hold of that that CD, Serial Killers, and you'll hear something and say, oh, my gosh, I didn't think of that one. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And you know, keep us appraised of what's going on here, Eloise.
Okay, sure will.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah. And I urge everybody to pay attention to this stuff in great detail because it will make the difference in many healthful years of your life or not. Okay? I'm going to remind everybody to get a hold of my new series of information tools, the new book, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, my new DVD, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, my new CD, Public Enemy Number One. Those things are kind of a 25-year update on The Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All the principles and all the things I said in Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the book the DVD and the CD, such as salt does not cause high blood pressure, things like sickle cell anemia in the African-American community is not genetically transmitted. It's a inborn error metabolism. Mama was missing something when the hemoglobin-forming cells were being made inside the bone marrow of the embryo, and they didn't get what they needed, and why they have sickle cell anemia is not genetic. And things like mad cow disease and the human version, Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease, is not caused by prions. It's not an infectious disease. It's a simple mineral deficiency. We've known it since the 1860s, right? And so, again, these are amongst all these failed medical theories. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Longevity Way, and Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back with Leslie Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and 90 for Life Crusade. And Chuck, let's go to Washington and Peter. Peter, you're on the air.
Okay. I want to know what I can do about cataracts in the eyes and neuropathy in the feet stemming from diabetes.
Okay, so diabetes, peripheral neuropathies in the feet, and cataracts. Is this all the same person?
Yeah.
Is this yourself?
Yes.
Okay. How much do you weigh, Peter?
150.
Okay. And how old are you, sir?
64.
Okay. Where are you from originally? Got a little bit of an accent.
From Sweden.
Okay, Sweden. Okay, very good. Appreciate you. Cataracts are caused by free radical damage to the very, very sensitive proteins in the lens of the eye. Neuropathies is tingling, numbness, pain down the legs and in the feet or in the hands are caused by a compression of the roots of the nerves, the spinal nerves coming out from between the vertebrae, depending on the location. This can be involved with the hands, the feet. It can be causing atrial fibrillation in the heart. It can cause irritable bladder syndrome down in the pelvic area. And so it's kind of an interesting array of things that these peripheral neuropathies can cause. Restless leg syndrome and so forth. And diabetes, we know, is caused by a deficiency of a single mineral. We've known that for 70 years, type 2 diabetes. I'm assuming type 2 diabetes, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so what I would do is clean up your diet here. When you have multiples of problems. It's usually attached to a malabsorption problem. Do you have any history of skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
I got some psoriasis on
okay.
my scalp.
Okay, sure. You have any history of any respiratory problems, chronic bronchitis, or asthma?
No.
Okay, but the psoriasis in the scalp, that's enough to say that you have a gluten problem. So it's going to be imperative to solve all these problems to maximize your absorption. So I need you to give up all wheat, barley, rye, and oats. That includes wheat-containing drinks like beer, bourbon, scotch, those kinds of things. There are gluten-free beers out there, and so you want to look for those. And, of course, red wine doesn't have any gluten in them. And so there are some great recreational and valuable nutritional drinks you can have that don't have gluten in them. And you want to stay away from, as we said earlier, any source of gluten. So I'd have you get a hold of that CD called Cereal Killers, and it'll tell you all the hidden places, like in dog food and cat food, gravies, rubs on your meat and steak, salad dressings and so forth, and scrambled eggs and buffet lines in hotels and restaurants. Also, these all-night breakfast restaurants, they brag that they put pancake batter and waffle batter in the scrambled eggs and omelets to fluff them up. Okay, so you got to be aware of all that stuff. Okay, so get rid of all the bad stuff, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. And then I would, at 150 pounds, I'd have you take two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month, one full dose of each of the products in there at breakfast, one full dose at dinner time. I'd also get a hold of what we call Vision FX. It's designed to support maintenance repair of the structures of the eye, including the lens. Vision FX, I'd go ahead, and since you already have cataracts, I'd go ahead and get to two bottles a month. So you can take three of those Vision FX at breakfast and three at dinner time. And for the neuropathies, I would also get two bottles a month of what we call GlucoGel. And I'd take 15 a day, five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner. And they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, bone itself. And the idea here is to make those discs thicker, push the vertebrae apart, take the pressure off the roots of the sciatic nerves, or maybe even the cervical nerves, spinal nerves coming out in your neck, wherever they're, you know, wherever you have these peripheral neuropathies, and you'll get benefit. The diabetes, two bottles of the Sweeties a month, three at breakfast, three at dinner. Take your fasting blood sugar and adjust your medication daily. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you so much, Chuck. A superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
Is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners of their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.